Gianluca, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and good morning.
My pleasure. Now, what is the current state with Google and Australian news organizations when it comes to content?
Well, Google, in a way, is monetizing their users' presence by leveraging content which is generated by other media organizations. So in a way, it's making money out of content they don't really own or produce. And that's a bit the issue that the government is trying to address.
Yeah, right. And so in the event that Google pulls its search engine, will its sister web portals of YouTube and Gmail be impacted?
That's a possibility. What Google is proposing is just to pull out the web search engine and not the other products. But of course, the value for Google is in the data they collect from people who search the web using Google search. And if they miss out on this data, in a way, they miss out on the ability to understand our interests and the ability to use this data to target advertisement to us. So also there is a risk that the other products like YouTube and Gmail may be negatively impacted by not having web search available in Australia.
Yeah, right. So so what exactly are the alternatives to Google search, and what kind of distinctive features do these alternative search engines have?
So Google is the market leader by far. It has more than 95% of the market share of the web search market. So we can say everyone is using Google. But there are other options. So should Google pull out search from Australia, there are other systems that we can use. From the, in a way, similar option by Microsoft, which is Bing. It comes with a very similar properties of users being tracked, but also there are smaller companies providing systems which are very different. One example is DuckDuckGo, which has in mind the privacy of their users. So their main selling point is they promise not to track their users, not to store any data about their user queries and clicks they do, which is exactly what Google's competitive advantage is. So they take the opposite approach to Google, and they try to provide search without storing data about their users. And that's an option that it's getting more and more popular, especially for those users who are concerned about all the profiling and all the data they are disclosing to these American internet companies.
Of course. So in kind of the grand scheme of things, if Google does pull its search engines out of Australia, we do have the option of DuckDuckGo, which you have mentioned the pros of. But it's probably not as well known as a few other ones. So which alternative search engine do you think would most likely be used more often in the case of Google pulling their search engine?
Right. So probably the most well-known option is Microsoft Bing today. And that's probably in the worst case scenario where Google does pull out search from Australia. That's probably what most of the people in Australia will end up using. It's Microsoft Bing. But of course, over time, smaller players will have the opportunity to provide a different system that might gain some market shares as well.
Of course. Well, Gianluca, thank you so, so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really great having a chat about this.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.